Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Recycle-Co. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Hey, Jim.
How are things in the world of Recycle-Co?
Well, Jim, I'm happy to report that we're now a revenue-generating enterprise.
Congratulations. I wasn't expecting to hear the news for another year or so.
Well, thanks, Jim. We announced the news in a press release this week, and it's largely come as a surprise to our loyal investors, and we're looking forward to taking additional steps in that direction in the coming months. Now, it's important to keep in mind that while the revenue is small at this stage, this is a major milestone for the company, as it marks our transition from, you know, years of being a venture stage company into a revenue generating global industrial enterprise. I personally like to think of it, you know, myself anyways, as the first dollar you see framed on the wall at a new restaurant after it opens. You know, while that dollar, you know, won't sustain operations, it will always serve as a proud reminder of where we started when we look back in our past operations generating much greater revenue.
So how was the company able to generate revenue so early?
Well, you see, Jim, part of the extensive list of equipment required to get our joint venture fully operational is stage one, battery discharging and grinding equipment. And since we purchased and recently received that equipment in Taiwan, we thought it made sense to install, process, off-spec battery scrap and sell on the refined black powder in advance of getting the rest of our stage two plant operational late next year. And I've said this in previous podcasts, but, you know, James Fang, the chairman of our Taiwan joint venture, who's a great guy, has been busy leveraging the great relationships he's built over decades in the battery industry. So in addition to overseeing and preparing to get our plant fully operational, he lined up an ongoing supply of off-spec cathode scrap from one such relationship he has with an established global battery manufacturer, process their battery scrap and sell the higher valued black powder to another well-established customer.
So does this mean Recycle-Co will only be doing stage one battery recycling now?
No, Jim, certainly not. We have no intention of being only a stage one recycler. As I've stated many times before, there's a big difference between both of a stage one and a stage two. You know, stage one, discharging end-of-life batteries, grinding them up into black mass, and considering the batteries recycled, like so many other lithium-ion battery recyclers, I say again, you know, recyclers and recycling in air quotes, is only one part of the multiple steps required to upcycle battery scrap into battery-ready materials that can be reused in new battery production. But ultimately, this equipment will be used to pre-process the battery scrap we'll be putting through our stage two patented hydrometallurgical recycling process. So while we have this component on site, it just made logical fiscal sense to start generating revenue now by putting in lower value battery scrap and outputting a higher value black powder instead of, you know, waiting for all of the other components required for our process to be delivered, installed, and commissioned late next year.
I remember you mentioning black mass on a previous podcast. So what's black powder?
Yeah, I've had a few people reach out to me for clarity on that, as black powder isn't discussed much outside the battery industry. Basically, Jim, black mass is typically produced from discharged and ground up end of life or fully produced batteries. Depending on the physical state of the input material and the battery chemistry, this may include aluminum from the battery casing, plastics and binders, as well as the valuable base metal elements such as nickel, cobalt, lithium, etc., found within cathode materials. Whereas, you know, black powder is typically produced from off-spec battery production scrap, like cathode scrap and whatnot, and is most times only made up of cathode or electrode materials, depending upon where it was taken off the line during the various steps of inspection and quality control found in the battery production facility. So in essence, black powder is a much more highly valued material than black mass. As when it comes to battery recycling, it's like working with a super concentrated feedstock packed full of only the materials you want versus having to remove many of the impurities found in black mass. And that's not to say those who are currently buying our black powder will be able to profitably recover all of the valuable battery materials locked within this material. But when our patented hydrometallurgical clean spot is fully operational next year, we will be able to recover 99% of those highly valuable battery materials locked within this black powder or black mass and sell battery-ready PCAM, precursor cathode active material, and lithium products, hydroxide or carbonate. And we produce these in much fewer steps for a much higher value to a base of clientele that's been established between now and then. So, you know, it's really everyone here at Recycleco are excited and looking forward to our clean spot being fully operational next year, Jim. And at that point, maybe we can frame and place a much higher denomination bill on the wall in our office.
For people new to the company, what is Recycleco all about and where are you traded?
Well, we're a battery recycling and upcycling company for lithium-ion batteries, primarily focused on being located inside or alongside of a battery production facility or a recycling facility that, you know, produces black mass and black powder like I'm suggesting and talking about today. And basically, we're traded on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol AMY. On the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ID4. And you can get more information on our website at any time at recycleco.com.
Tony, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
I've been speaking with Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Recycleco. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on July 11th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.